Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. How's it going? Psychic X Journey Man. You just heard Kansas, Child of Innocence. It was a great song. I thought it was good. That gives you an idea of the situation, look at things going on. And I keep hearing music, and I just realized my freaking music's still in the other place. So if you're a person who wants to get to call in the show tonight and actually get a reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. For private readings, please give us a call at 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you get a chance, actually look up to see what we do and that kind of stuff. But if you're calling in the show, we have a special for April, which is basically three 90-minute sessions for only $100 or five 30-minute sessions for $100. They're both pretty much on the same level. It's just the idea of some people like 90-minute sessions and some people like 30-minute sessions. People learn this in different ways. So if you want to check that out, please do so. I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man. My friends call me Donnie. What's up? And this is my show. It's the Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link, where we try to find the link between everything and the ideal, tracing it back to spirituality always. So that's what, that little word that people don't want to sit here. I've heard this before too. We have had guys coming by the shop today, talking and doing and stupid comments. It's weird. Oh yeah, psychic. Okay, yeah, whatever. And all you see, great. There's verbal things coming out of his mouth, which we call weird. But his mind is thinking, oh my god, you know. But he plays the Macho Man because he actually rides a Harley. Maybe he's still vibrating and he just doesn't know what he's doing. Either way, it's one of those crazy situations where you just want to go smack somebody. But we don't do that. I never felt the need to express myself that bad today. But I do have a tendency to be a little verbal. A family came by today, and I sat there and said, how you doing? And they went right on by. I'm like, well, thank goodness I can read minds, or that would have been a really quiet conversation. They didn't know what that would meant. But it's one of those things where I was telling my friend Danielle, I said, if you have a bad day, just start laughing at people. And I said, I'm not saying laugh at people. All I'm saying is observe them and watch how they do certain things because of what they're told. I think it's funny when a guy gets a phone number. I got away 3 days. Who came up with this stuff? Whoever it is, I want to go shake them. Going, what were you thinking? Was you having a bad day? A bad day that day. That's what I was saying. Because you had to tell somebody and be a little controlling to pass that controlling urge down to the masses. Now the next 10 years has been got away 3 days. My daughter's done that too. I was sitting there talking to girls on dating services. I would get a response. We would talk. I said, here's my phone number. Call me. Let's talk. And she said, Dad, you're being too forward. Really? I was like, okay, what is this? Robotic time? Dating's different? Dating's not no different than it was 50 years ago. Trust me. I just saw a girl the other day. Just the other day. Talking to her friend saying, you're getting divorced. Why are you getting divorced? At least you got one. I'm like, okay, hold up. I had to find a timepiece somewhere. Is it the 1950s? That kind of mentality still exists, guys. So it's crazy, isn't it? If you guys want to change your life and you want to sit here and use something for a meditational device, go to HemiSync. It's www.hemisync.com. They have MP3 downloads. Huh? Yeah, and don't worry, guys. It's not raining or nothing in here in the house. It's just somebody opening some crackers. So, yeah, last night I actually ran downstairs to get my pizza. And we was getting ready. We're getting down to the end. So I ordered my pizza. It came a little sooner than I thought. And I said, we're going to take a little station break and listen to some music. Why go down and get my music? I mean, well, that's food, right? So go check out HemiSync CDs. They have MP3 downloads and they have CDs you can buy. They had a special going on for a while where you buy four CDs. It's actually buy three, you get the fourth one free. So just check it out. Or if you want to go to something more subliminal, then go to Amazon. In their section, they got a lot of things where you get these meditations. There's 16-minute meditations for 99 cents. They got these subliminal downloads for about anything and everything you can think of. I was just checking them the other day. It was kind of cool. They got... Achieve Your Goals, Animal Whisperer, which is the idea of communicating with animals. Ascension, Increased Ascension, they had one on chakras. Attracting Healthy Relationships, Attracting Luck, Attracting Money and Abundance, Attracting Opportunities, Attracting Your Soulmate, Balancing Your Mind, Be More Persuasive, Become a Healer, a Medium, a Singer, Become Stronger. It was actually one of his. Become that strong man that your woman's always wanted. That's just the idea of not being so indecisive, which I think a lot of guys should listen to. And if anybody try these things, they're binaural beat brainwave subliminal system. That's what it's called. So go to Amazon and check them out. They're in the MP3 section. And I found these things for only 99 cents. That's all I've ever paid for these. 99 cents each meditation. They're 60-minute meditation, so they're well worth it. Or else you can go to BrainSync and check those out. They actually went out. I see they have a bunch of those on YouTube as well. And if you're in the chat room, if you'd like to ask a question, please do so. But if you're going to... But you want a reading or something like that, we urge you to call in, okay? All right, I'm trying to get that cleared out for a minute. All right, I'm going back over here to the queue. We do have a caller, so let's go to our first caller. Area code 337. Welcome to the show, how are you?
Hi.
So hello. What's your name?
Raquel.
Raquel, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Oh, I have a friend of mine that's in New Orleans.
Oh.
Yeah, she does readings too. She does them in the French Quarter, if you ever heard of that.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a freaky place too. A friend of mine was describing that place, and it sounds creepy too. Especially when she was talking about the center part of it, it's where they originally used to sell the slaves.
Yeah,
so it's like a haunting, I call it a haunting history, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of haunted places, and there's a lot of voodoo in New Orleans.
So how do you feel about the voodoo thing?
I'm not really into it. It creeps me out.
Well, you know, when some of the things you see down there are not true forms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That freaks me out.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, that's not the true form of voodoo and the idea of what voodoo is all about. That voodoo you do.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you didn't call in talking about voodoo. You have a question? Unless it's about a relationship. That could be borderline voodoo, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually calling to see about my love life. How is, like, what do I have in store?
So what's going on in your life right now?
To be pretty blunt about it, there's a lot of gentlemen after me, and I'm not sure which way I should go.
Well, kind of sit back in the situation. I was always telling people to take a nice step back, look at these guys, and realize one thing. It's not a lineup. You don't have to pick nobody. You know, it's the idea of looking at the situation if you want to go there. That's the whole thing. A lot of people sit there and focus and go, okay, how does he feel about me? So how does he feel about me? How does this guy feel about me? Who gives a shit? That's all it's all about. It's what you want. How do you feel? Do you want to go there or don't you? You never make a decision on what somebody else feels. Because you're basically giving that power away. Well, the idea, I read this the other day, when you get angry, you're putting yourself in a state where other people can control you.
Yeah.
It's So you're giving your power away. So you sit and look at the situations. I mean, it's like music. There's some music that just irritates the crap out of you, and there's other music you just gravitate to it so easily.
Mm-hmm.
If we sit here and we listen to music. Why do we listen to music? Well, there are people who have a tendency to be followers, so they'll listen to music because their friends listen to this bullshit or, you know, whatever. But I'm saying if we do the same thing with relationships and the idea of being true to ourselves, then we listen to what we want to listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a couple of girls say I listen to too much feminine music, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to, you know, I can't think of any. but what I'm saying is I love music.
Yeah.
I don't center and focus on the idea of who's playing, as in that's why I should or shouldn't listen to it. I listen to the music because it vibrates or it resonates with me, so I listen to it. And I love to have it in my life. Not that I put myself in that person's life to make myself feel whole.
Yeah.
I feel whole already. I feel great about myself. That's the thing, too. You got to look at the people that's around you, and they can sit there and reflect back at you certain things you need to work on yourself, but that doesn't mean you should go into a relationship with them.
Yeah.
It's just reflecting to you that you need to work on a relationship within yourself first. And I feel like the guys around you, the first thing that comes around me is the ideal of their mentality seems to be more on the ideal of gratification. Like they're not seeing you. They're seeing the outer extremities of who you are.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really tell them who you are. And it seems like they're not really in the mode to actually find out.
Yeah.
It seems like you might be some kind of a light worker yourself where people have a chance to gravitate towards you. They're looking for their own, I guess they're looking for guidance as well and healing and such. And as light workers, we always attract everybody in the situation, and realizing that even that is a choice too, who you want to work with.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I have two jobs. So I'm a cashier, cook, slash I deliver bread for a living.
Hmm. The first thing I was going to say was, oh, so you drive an armored car, huh? Anyway. Delivering that bread to the banks. Love life. You don't really have a love life. But I do get the impression you really need to focus on what you really want, what you need, what you desire. And it seems like in some sense in the past, you've actually compromised and gotten yourself in situations that if you would listen to your intuition, wouldn't have happened. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we look at the situation of the first part of this year should have been more details of clearing the clutter out of your life.
Yeah.
And you look at the guys that you say are, you know, pursuing you, you get this really big chalkboard effect. Chalkboard means you erase it and start all over again. And actually, as I was saying before, it was very important that I saw and thought was the idea you need to focus on exactly what you want. What do you need? What do you desire? It's like you should know what you desire, what you want, and what you need, because that's the idea that when you deliver that to the universe, you have to notice those things within yourself, or you won't notice what's coming to you.
Yeah.
Because I was starting to look at the situation too. I've done the same thing too, where we have a tendency to take the techniques and we focus on what we want. We have a tendency to get obsessive.
Yeah.
So if you catch yourself throughout the whole day trying to focus on the ideal, anything that has to do with relationships, focusing, that kind of stuff, that's a little obsessive. Because you're questioning, but realistically, if you take the idea, the context, what you're focusing on, more likely it's more about you than it is finding somebody else. And the idea of finding somebody else should also be taken out of your vocabulary too, and realize every good thing comes to you. Now, in your situation, it can be kind of confusing if you do have people pursuing you. But what I'm saying is, it's like looking at these situations. Okay, is it good for you?
Yeah.
If you look at the situation and you get a bad feeling about it, you need to trust that.
Yeah.
because you've had that feeling before in the past. And as you say, it's the idea of learning from those past experiences that you can make another choice in a different direction.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything. And guys have a tendency to do that, make you feel like if you don't do this, you're going to miss out.
Mm-hmm.
You never find anybody like me. You're probably thinking back to your mind going, thank God. Anyway.
Yeah.
But one thing about that whole thing is it's a very tricky thing, because what he's saying to you is actually true. You will never find anybody like him, because everybody is an individual.
Yeah.
And we can also look at people and say everybody's special. In some way, everybody's special. So no one's special, everybody is. So it's when people start doing those and people start coming to you and trying to emphasize on how special they are, or emphasize on anything, I would really question that.
Yeah.
Because you should see it. You don't have to be told.
Yeah.
That's like an insult in some ways. Like, say, oh, I'm this, this, and this, and this. And you're like, okay, I'm not blind, but I don't see that. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying, just be very direct. I mean, you know, you're doing what's in your best interest, and a lot of people don't. They sit there and go, okay, I just want to be in a relationship. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just worked with a girl the other day who said that she wanted to be with this guy so badly that she was even considering being friends with benefits just so she would have something with him. That's desperate.
Yeah.
That's a lack of faith. Not in him. That's his job. It's a lack of faith in herself that she has to stoop that low to actually, as she puts it, have a guy in her life. And now she's pregnant.
Wow.
So we look at the situation, so how her fears have caused these chaotic things, where she's going to sit there and probably try to blame the world, but maybe even blame the guy. That's why I was sitting here saying, it's like we were talking about the other day, consciousness, ego consciousness makes you believe it's everybody else's fault. Okay? When you take the step to realize that no one's at fault for anything you've done in your whole life, or anything that's ever happened to you, it's the choices you've made that put you in those situations. It's not the idea of justifying the people's actions, like rape and that kind of thing. But we've actually talked to people who sit here and said, you know something? I would never got raped if I would have listened to my intuition as my angels were telling me to stay away. I talked to a lady who, when she was 8 years old, her intuition told her not to go with her friend because her father was a molester. And she said, I wish someone would have taught me how to listen to my intuition even at that age. It would have saved me from the situation, because I made the choice to go there because I had the funny feeling about it and I didn't listen. That's what I'm saying. We do the same thing. I think it's funny how people have such... can have successful lives, but boy, if you throw a relationship at them, they're going, oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing about manifestation is it's the same energy. We are attracting things that we love. And with that energy of love, we can manifest about anything. Why don't we take the same energy, love, and manifest a relationship?
Yeah.
And have faith in ourselves and who we are, because realistically, the person and the people we attract in our lives are just reflections of us. So when we don't have faith in them, we're not having faith in our. We're not having faith in the decisions we made to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it also gives you insights to deal with the guys too, who keep saying, it's like an epidemic right now. Oh, I have this boyfriend who doesn't know what he wants. And should I get, you know, should I pamper him? I said, yeah, put a diaper on him and put him back in bed, okay?
Yeah. And
she was like, what? Yeah, because you're sitting there saying, oh, he's into a lot of things. He got hurt. And I'm like, oh, come on. Look at the situation. What I'm saying is reflection can help you in that situation and realize, so have you. That brought you to this point where you're ready for a relationship and you're face to face. So whatever he comes out of his mouth in the process of doubt, he's lying. Because he's lying to himself. He's lying to you. So that's what I'm saying. The situation, you got guys around you, they're claiming to be all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I think it's just a pack of bullshit. Literally,
yeah.
A pack. Yeah. I'm just saying, what you need to do is take a step back on the whole thing and kind of like really get really familiar with yourself. And now say that if you already are, there's nothing wrong with going over it again and just really analyzing and looking at the situation, what you really want. I've had women who said that they have their list of who they want to be with, they have their list of what kind of relationship they want. And then through the conversation, I find out it's their list when they were 18. And now they're 40.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, if they've been married or anything, that list has been completed in some sense of the word. It needs to be reevaluated. So the thing that came to me the most was the idea of reevaluating your life for the next three, until at least to June.
Yeah.
and then look at the situation. And then the more you, this is the truth, the more work you do on yourself, in the process of the changes that you really want to make with yourself, and sometimes it's easy to do. We can use astrology to take and get the positive traits and the negative traits. Take the positive traits and focus on them for a week. See how they resonate with you. See it within yourself, okay? And then take the negative thoughts, or negative, I don't know what to call them anymore, because I'm looking at things differently. But they usually list them under negative thoughts and negative traits. There we go.
Yeah.
When actually they're just the other side of you.
Mm-hmm.
And just because people don't like them doesn't mean they're bad or negative. It just means it doesn't resonate with them. But more than likely it's a reflection about something within themselves that you take a look at too as well. So when you focus on the list of the positive traits, most people have no problem resonating with that. But the real good exercise is to focus on the negative ones and make positive ones out of them and realize at that moment all those traits are reflecting who you are in some sense of the word, that you need to embrace, not get rid of one in favor of the other. And if there are certain things in that context of that situation that you don't like, you actually have a blueprint that you can actually focus on and how you can do that and change it. Nothing's written in stone. I don't care if it's written in a book. Nothing's written in stone. I've seen a lot of people who are Tauruses and Virgos and that kind of stuff, and they just do not resonate with their sign. There's certain variations and differences, and they've just, you know, really gotten comfortable in the idea of realizing astrology, Chinese astrology, all these other things on the outer world are not who they are. They're just devices and situations to help us get re-familiar with ourselves. So then we start realizing one thing. It's not about finding ourselves. It's about accepting ourselves.
Yeah.
So accept yourself. And you'll find someone to accept you. Because, yeah, like guys, I get the impression of some guys in the past that are just wanting you to change all the time. And we know for a fact they should have.
Yep.
So, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it.
Well, if you want to get a private reading, please do so. Or at least call us back and tell us how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks. So, Heather, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I wasn't sure. I was like, you know, I saw the number.
You had me muted still on the call, but and then I muted my phone just in case, and I still hear feedback, and I'm speaking in the damn closet.
All right.
This is not funny.
Well, I think if I use my phone, it'd be different, but I forgot my freaking headset, so I'm using my wireless headset, which picks up everything, except when I'm trying to work. And there's people going, what? Okay.
There was a friend of mine one time that had this Bluetooth in, and he was standing in the middle of a lumber yard, and there was all kinds of tractors, everything, all kinds of noise going on. And I didn't hear any of it. I just heard him. And it was just this little Bluetooth that stuck in his ear, and it picked up his voice through his ear. I don't know, it's weird. But that's what we need.
I agree.
Can you manifest one of those for us?
Let me think. Yes.
Okay. That worked.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the process of manifesting a nice dryer.
It's just that one. Can't you just get that one device on there or what?
Huh?
We took that one thing off there, and I thought that was what it was, because it came off as it didn't have a spark or charge going to it for some reason. Like it was a short out.
It's kaput. I don't know.
Or was it? Because I did notice it was a strange thing. I got to the one part and it didn't have no charge to it, and then it did. Then it didn't. Then it did. And I was just like, okay, it's not supposed to do that. She pushed the button. So then I went back to the actual motor to do that. And then when I did that, I didn't get anything. So I was like, this dryer is weird.
I don't know. I know, yeah. Little things. I think an older one, so I think it's done well.
It's had a nice, productive life, and now it's time to go.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking we should take a trip to Denver to IKEA.
IKEA?
Yes. I want to decorate your apartment.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's kind of creepy.
Not like that, not for me. It's all about Donnie.
I didn't say it was, sweetie. Quit assuming. I was thinking, because the reason I say it's creepy, because that's what I was thinking today. I need to remodel, because I've got pretty much been working on everything else. I mean, look at my shop. You can tell I really put a lot of put all my effort and mind and stuff into that whole thing.
Well, I think that you have a lot of space with as tall as your ceilings are. You have some potential there.
Here in the apartment?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, outside in the yard, the courtyard.
It does need some work.
Yeah, but I don't want to work in the yard. I'm not a garden person, which is really unusual.
My brother was a garden person, but that was a beer garden, so I don't think that counts. Anyway, that's going to take some more callers. Let's see. I'll take one more caller, and then I'm going to go and look in the chat room.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm actually opening the door going, anybody in here?
Really?
Let's go to area code 719. Welcome to the show, and how are you on air?
I sure am.
So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Is this
okay.
Patty?
Yes. Hi. I'm asking, I don't know if you can do this tonight or not, but I thought this show was going to be about spirituality, and it seems more kind of, well, there was some romance question, and I'm not sure what the last one was about, but I wanted to see, I had a sister pass away last summer. I guess death, you know, is one of those things that, well, you think you have peace with it, and then it comes, and it's a tragedy, but with time you get, you know, you get over it, and your heart heals, and I've been wondering, I've just been thinking a lot about her because the anniversary of her death is coming up, you know, in June. And I think around, well, she started getting sick around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you ever get messages from our people that have passed on?
Yeah, many times. It's one of those things where it's been more of a thing where I listen and they give me messages. I'm not one of those people who actually has a tendency to sought out them and get, you know, communicate with them. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come through, I do. Because I've given messages in the strangest ways. I was actually working for ADT one time where we were in a conference, and just met some girl 5 minutes prior to that. When her grandmother came to me and said she needed to pass on a message to her to snap out of it about her boyfriend, I was like, hmm. And usually when they come to me about, she was very forceful. She has some, I call it slapping energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when she told me for the third time, then I passed it on. It was kind of funny too. I looked at her and going, this might sound crazy since I just met you like 5 minutes ago, but your grandmother wants you to rethink that relationship you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's kind of crazy. I said, why? She goes, because my dad called me this morning. So she was looking at me going, you know, because first she asked me, which one is it? Both my grandmothers have passed over. And I said, it's your father's mother. And then she said, oh, that's crazy. My dad called me this morning saying we need to talk too. So I guess I should start listening. So it's kind of amazing. when the messages do come through, it resonates with them very quickly. They don't even think about it until later on. I mean, we were out and about trying to sell somebody a security system where she looked at me and she's like, so what prompted you to do that? I said, your grandmother was very forceful.
Mm-hmm.
And I described her grandmother, and then she started thinking about it. That was kind of creepy. But then at the time, she was just like, thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had a boyfriend who has 5 kids by 5 different mothers. Almost at the same time, he's got some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And she's another one.
So do you think after death, they still look down upon us and are concerned at times about our lives?
Yeah, I did this today when I saw you. That guy who came up there and was talking to me had a girlfriend who was killed and murdered and thrown in the freaking streets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he was looking at, too, because he was like, his question was, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I started talking to him, I could see her. On his left side, she had her arm around him. She was trying to comfort him, because they had a great relationship. The only thing that was really bad about the situation was he was married. He still is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So right now he's carrying a lot of guilt, so he can't feel her or anger.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So if he lets go of the whole thing, you can communicate with her.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that they still have a relationship with us. I mean, I'm sure they're doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe in, the schooling. And I mean, they're moving on in their own way. But I just have this feeling that she's looking at me at times, you know? I mean,
yeah,
I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel her. I just feel her presence. Especially if I'm sad, you know, if I'm sad or, you know, but I don't get too caught up in it because I know she's fine now and I've let her go, of course. I mean, what choice do we have? But a murder would be very traumatic, you know, or a suicide, you know, but my sister got sick and more or less, you know, it wasn't planned, of course, but I think it was planned by her because I've read Robert Schwartz's books, you know, that we plan our lives before we're born. And we plan our death. I mean, we plan everything.
Yeah, I believe that too. I just sometimes I wonder about some people and the way they do die. How could you
Me
sit
too.
Down? And, you know, you consider and go, okay, this is how I want to die, which is very.
I know, especially a murder. You wonder, what did I plan that? Did I plan to be murdered? And you must have. It was a karmic exchange or something between, you know, so yeah, it's pretty freaky, but
I've seen those things too where you kind of question the situation, but when you look at the situation, like, I've even seen this with suicides too as well, the people that are still alive, it seems like it's creating a realization within themselves too. People start getting more they get more aware of stuff or just something good comes, something good comes out of all those things. But people are so focused on the death and the passing away, they look at it as a tragedy, not realizing it's just the death of a human body and the spirit moved on.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't know if we plan suicide, though. I'm not quite.
Suicides. Yeah. Suicides to me always seem to be a person who's came here and then it's like, I'm changing my mind.
Yes, definitely.
My
grandmother committed suicide when she was 65 or 67, and it did such a number on me, you know, that, suicide is a very tragic thing.
Right.
But they come back. I mean, I believe in reincarnation. I mean, I don't know if they have to come back, but I think they get healing immediately upon death. I think we all get healing from whatever traumas that we've gone through.
We've actually seen suicides, people who've committed suicide actually reincarnate quicker. It's almost like they, yeah, they just like they take a break and go, oh, I just couldn't deal with it, which is a giving up part, and then they want to do it again, so I'm going to prompt them to come back. It's like you said before, it's not, no one has to do anything. It's just the other things that people do to learn more about themselves or to fix
certain
things. Exactly.
Yeah, they have to learn what, they have to fulfill their lessons that they...
There was a lot of things in that situation too, right, that it seems like there's still some residue of memories and stuff of the situation you and your sister, when this time of year, come to the surface, like they need to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you know, sometimes there are people who have a tendency to live their lives, and then it comes to that point, you know, once a year or whatever, and they resonate with some things, but they just got to sit there and learn from it to realize, like with you, like, you know, you see her with you. I don't see her looking down. I don't see her looking down on you unless she was a very tall woman, and I just don't see that. I feel like it's more on, you're on the same level.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to finish listening to your show. I enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye. And sometimes this thing drives me crazy with the freaking transition. Yeah, that was Patty. She's the one that knows Tina.
Oh, okay.
The one with the glasses.
Yeah.
Very nice lady. I was like, whoa. Let's see here. We go to area code. I was going to go to area code 435, and that's how I realized that's you. Do you have a question?
I have a question.
Every freaking day, trust me. Anyway.
Yes, I have tons of questions, but we're not going there.
All right. God, I wish we would. Anyway. That's an inside thing. You know what that's all about, so take a deep breath.
We're not going there.
I heard you before you even said it.
Okay, I'm going in the bathroom because the closet is not good enough.
I'm going to go to the next phone call there at 610 area code. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
I had a question. Just wanted to see if the angels had any messages surrounding it concerning my health.
Oh. I was kind of freaking out there, right? Because I was starting to reach my cards and I'm like, okay, what's up with that? The first thing that came to me was the ideal. It seems like that when you're seeing promptings with your health, it seems like the ideal is following through with some goals that you already have. Have you been focusing on your weight?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know, it's like a lot of like muffled noise, like.
Nothing's a cutting in and cutting out kind of thing.
No, it was just like muffled the sound.
Oh, I was getting my cards out of my bag. I had a bag I had over here and it was ruffling. It's one of the Safeway bags, sorry. No, I was just saying, if you were sitting there focusing on certain issues with your body, the first thing that came up was weight.
It was what?
Weight.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, anything that I need to be concerned about, like, you know, something bad or anything that, you know, they're picking up or...
That's why it came to me real quickly, was the idea of no bad. It's just focusing on if you have goals and that kind of thing, just follow through with them. I don't see any kind of expectations or something that you're going to have to deal with in the future. Is it a negative way? If you want to look at frustration, I think is the word. I guess you could say that, but that's about all I see. Did you have some issues that were concerning you?
Well, I mean, it's just something that I've had it for quite some time now. And I decided that I want to go to the, you know, make an appointment to go to the doctor to have it checked out. But like I said, I've been feeling fine, better than ever. It's just to have a small lump, you know, right behind my, the bone area, behind my ear. And then I have another one in my neck area, and I was doing some research, and I was reading that, you know, those are lymph nodes, and that sometimes they swell, and they go back to normal. So, but nonetheless, I do want to get it checked out just to make sure it's not cancer or anything bad, you know, so.
Well, see, I do have good health. When you look at the situation.
Hello?
No, I was just thinking, focusing. Which, another one thing I get the most is the idea of your wish. It's like it still is, to me, is a love of life. Take these situations, get peace of mind, which enables you to move forward. And it does show that you, if you haven't already come up with them, it shows goals. And then when you establish these goals, just follow through with them.
Okay.
Because you got the Nine of Water, which says your wishes come true, and the focusing on what you're doing, and not to worry.
You're not picking up, like, maybe it could be something bad, like cancer or something like that?
No.
No?
Yeah, it's almost like saying you need to gravitate away from traditional viewpoints. See things for what they are.
Right.
Because I've seen women who have lumps in their breasts and they freak out until they find out it's nothing but calcium buildup or something like that.
Right.
But from what everyone, see, sometimes we look at the idea the media sucks. They have a tendency to emphasize on too much. We've actually seen situations of people focusing too much on the media that actually had a positive and reverse effect on them, where they would find a
Okay. Hello?
I think Donnie's just having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
Hold on just because I can't hear him either.
Okay.
I can hear him out there fussing. He'll be back in just a second. He's got a different system going on tonight, so he's just...
I knew something was up, you know, because...
Yeah. He'll get it in a second.
Okay.
I still can't hear you.
I can hear you.
Can you? Okay. You know, I have another set of headphones. For a phone. All right, hang on. Let me find them. We just love technology. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What? All right. Are you getting it all hooked up now? All right. Okay, he's almost in. He's actually going to call in, so it's going to be like it normally is. So we'll have less technical difficulties. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, now would have been a good time to put music on.
Yeah.
I said, now would be a good time to take a little bit of a music interlude.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
No.
Huh?
No.
Can
you hear me? No.
Can you hear me?
No. Are you keeping your phone? No, I can't hear you. Yeah. Donnie, I'm not joking. I can hear you because you're standing in front of me, but I can't hear you on the phone, no. There was something there. Ooh.
Hello?
Ah, there you are. Okay. What did you do?
Well, the phone is charged. That's good. Something about the situation. I was looking at the cards for her, and it just says achieving goals. And the thing working good is she needs to unite with herself. I'll get to bring her back then.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. No, as I say, it was unity. The unity card came up to me the strongest, and the idea of changing traditional methods and viewpoints and look at the situation for what it is.
Okay.
Spiritual organization. It's like seek out like-minded mentors and friends in this situation to basically support the ideal of positive and being healthy instead of feeding. Because I have this with some of my friends and family, I just want to get away from them because all they do is talk about all the negatives, coming up with all the kind of scenarios of what it could be instead of looking at the situation and saying it's nothing. It's just one of those things. Yeah, of course, go follow through with the making the appointments and following through with it. So
okay.
You can keep in mind that when they come back with the negative, you'll be good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. That was kind of crazy.
Yes, that was very interesting. And I can hear myself even still.
Oh, sometimes it's a situation of looking at people and going, you know something? Maybe I said, you're driving me crazy. It's not the idea of you personally. It's the idea of the situation and the idea of how can I convey to her the idea of what she's thinking because what she's focusing on. You know, she sees lunch. And all of a sudden she just assumes it's what it is. You know, society and everything else goes, the whole thing says, yeah, you need to focus on the worst case scenario just in case it is that, and then be relieved when it's not. I was like, what? Society.
Do we have any more callers?
Yeah, there's one more.
Okay.
You want to take that one, and you can sit here and talk for the next hour, okay?
Well, I was going to ask a question, but I can. I have access to you all the time, so don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
That was so exciting.
No, it's just the idea of the phone. It's not the reason I have a tendency to use the headset, because when you're talking on my phone, if you turn it up too high, it just distorts the voice. You really can't understand what they're saying. So the last part I heard on you was something about mashed potatoes and going to the greens.
What?
Yeah, so I thought that's what you said. But
I didn't say anything about mashed potatoes. that sounds really yummy.
You don't like greens?
No.
No.
No, I'm not a southern girl.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out in a minute here. We'll just talk to our caller. I think this is Anna. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, we're talking to you.
Are you talking to me right now?
Yes.
Oh, hi. How are you? I have a question. I feel
okay.
A little bit funny, okay? I saw this woman that I used to see. I saw her twice this week to talk about, you know, how I'm not. To try to feel better, try to get out of this feeling that I'm having, and she couldn't help me, and I went twice to her, and she couldn't help me.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we had an appointment, she forgot about it. She thought it was earlier, so we had to reschedule the appointment, and then she was really vague about it, like, not vague about it, she just said, you know, that your feelings are legitimate, but she didn't say, like, I'll, you know, I can compensate you for the session because it was my fault. She didn't take any responsibility. And anyway, then I went back again. It just, there was nothing really there. And I didn't see her approval. So I'm like, what am I doing here? So what do you think this relationship, is it ended now or? Or is it me, or that I'm just not feeling it anymore? I don't know.
Well, it's one of those situations. Sometimes you just can't connect with everybody. And
yeah, that's
true. Even if you have connected with her before,
yeah.
For some reason, I feel like, you know, they said the relationship and the thing that's going on, that kind of stuff, that I get to know that's not over.
Okay.
I also get the impression with her, it's like she's got some issues that it's actually fear that's keeping her on defenses.
Fear, yeah. It felt like there was something. She wasn't quite available for me. I didn't feel that she was really open with a loving nurturing at all. You know, she's very there but distant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got through well. I was like walls up and not being open with anybody.
Yeah, walls up and not being open, yeah. Do you think I should sell this apartment to this woman that's interested and move back to Europe by the end of September? Or should I repair the apartment a little bit, make it even more fancy, and sell it for a little bit more?
Actually, I get yes with the first scenario.
The woman?
Yes.
How come? You're always about abundance, and what's happening with that?
Well, I feel like there's other ways to obtain the abundance you're looking for, just the idea of the situation. When you asked the question, it just came up as yes.
Okay.
Something about Europe is better for you, and the sooner you get back there, the better.
By the end of September would be good.
Yes.
You know, after the summer is over, because what are you going to do in the summer? And you're in Holland. It's very always rains there. So it would be good to go back there like the 1st of October or something.
Mhm.
Do you think I'm ready to go now? Because I've been rejecting the ideas for a while now, and What do you think will happen if I upgraded the apartment and did the minor repairs and that the broker is going to pay for? He said he wants to pay for it. What do you think the advantages will be for that?
Mm-hmm. The thing that came to me most was the idea of more abundance. It's like, look at the situation, you know, it's not either or, it's just choices.
Yeah.
You have a choice, you can actually do it the one way and that kind of thing, do what you got to do, but you also have an agenda. Both scenarios the way it comes to me is both agendas will still play in the part to where you obtain what you want at the time you want it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing you need to do is go with the one that resonates with you the most, because they seem to be situations that resonate. They resonate with you, but one will resonate without resonate the other.
Well, I want to be left with a certain amount of money, and that's not going to happen if I sell it to this woman, unless I tell my broker that I wanted a little bit more for it.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it comes in, the idea of fixing it up.
Yeah, fixing it up a little, and staging it the right way. maybe I'll make a little bit more, but I don't know how much more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel like I'm losing something either if I just sell it. I don't want it to...
To sell it?
Yeah, sell it and not make any profit off of it. I'm losing money for selling it to her. And I was thinking that at least I should have this much amount to bring back to Europe so that I can have a nice, decent home there. And, you know, I'm just under a little bit, and that's why I'm thinking, like, okay, that's not so good. Maybe I can ask my broker if she's willing to pay a little bit more, and then I can go through with the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Could also ask that, then I feel like I'm done then.
Hmm. So, Heather, do you have any insights on this situation?
I don't. I just say be in tune and listen. If you have a gut instinct of what to do, then follow that. You know what you're supposed to do, honey. Pay attention, listen, be in tune. And, you know, for example, there was one time my babies were really little. Like, my youngest was just a couple months old. Well, I'd dropped him. And I was trying to put him in the little front carriers, and I dropped him. And you can imagine how devastating that is. I was like 20. And I had a little one-and-a-half-year-old and then my little brand-new baby. And so I was devastated. Well, it broke his arm. And we'd gone to the doctor, and he'd gotten a cast. And anyway, as a result, everything was good. Well, they had to refer us to DHS, Child Protective Services and whatnot. They ended up taking my children. Well, the thing is, the day that they came to get them, they came to the door and knocked on the door. Well, my first instinct was, Heather, look through the people. Then after that door, you look through the people. And I didn't do it. And they took my babies. Had I looked through that people, I wouldn't have answered the door because I would have seen two officers and a lady that I didn't know. And I wouldn't have answered the door. So listen to what your angels are telling you and your guides are telling you. That's very, very important. That is something that we all have. But there's so many. Donnie always says, don't second-guess yourself. Listen. Pay attention to the first thing that comes up.
That's
all I can say. I just you have your answers, honey. Your angels talk to you and they tell you things. So if you can be still and hear what they're telling you, they will guide you in the most beautiful direction and what is best for you.
Okay.
I didn't mean to get into that long, drawn-out story about my children. I was just trying to make a point as to paying attention. So because we do have that. I mean, have you ever done that? You hear something, and you're like, oh, yeah, I should do that, and you don't do it, and then you're thinking back, well, I should have done that.
Yeah.
Well, that's your angel telling you something. That's very important to listen to.
Yeah, it's the resonating part. Oh, it resonates with you. Angels, what really jumps out at you at that time. And then go with it as soon as you realize it.
Yeah, I think if I just knew the answer, things would go a little smoother. With this woman, she first wanted me to move out by June, then she wanted me to move out by July, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to move out. Where am I supposed to live? You know, I still have things to do here until the end of September. I'm committed. And then I had a dream about my dad telling me I had 7 months, that he doesn't want to extend my visa to another 3 years. He just wants to extend it for another 7 months, but not 3 years. So that was interesting that I had that dream about my inner parent you know, I do need an authority figure kind of guiding me. So it's April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's exactly 7 months. On the seventh month, I will leave.
Well, honey, you definitely don't get to let anybody push you around or bully you. You get to do what's best for you. Okay, and honestly, if you follow what your guides and your angels are telling you, everything will fall into place just perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you say, I'm committed to going home at this date, you will find that everything will fall into place at that time.
Yeah. No, I think what happened the last time is that I wasn't ready to go. Like a few weeks ago, you know, I was almost ready to sign everything. And then all of a sudden, my emotions started to creep up and I started to feel trauma, like from going back and I'm not ready. So I stopped everything and I said, okay, I'm not ready yet. You know, I'm not ready yet. So now I'm waiting to get to be ready yet. And I got a scholarship for a program that I can follow. And I think that's an important program to follow through and learn. It's a scholarship, so I want to benefit from that. So but I don't know if I – maybe I could just – it's a lot of – I still listen. I have to listen to myself, and when I'm not ready, I'm just not ready, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not ready yet. I don't feel like quite ready. I just panic, and then I'm not. Then I know I'm not ready to go anywhere. I'm just not ready.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to stay here for the rest of my life, but when I'm not ready, I just shouldn't push myself. And that's what I told my broker, don't push me. I'm going to think about it. I need the space to think about it. And
okay, now here's another thing. You could... You may not think that you're ready, but your guides are trying to tell you something, and it may be outside of your comfort zone. Are you open to stretching outside of your comfort zone and doing something that you are nervous about?
Well, the thing that I want to do is go back to my country first and then come back and then maybe do it. Want to assess the situation there, but
I guess what I'm saying is if your guides tell you you need to do this, but doing this makes you have anxiety, and so you think, okay, this is not what I get to do, I get to go over here and do that. So what I'm saying is, if your guides are mm-hmm. telling you something, you don't necessarily pay attention to the anxiety, because you know the anxiety and the nervousness is the same thing as excited.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
so
and
your spirit may be excited to do something, and you misconstrue it as anxiety, and so therefore you steer away from it. So
yeah.
That's why... I'm just saying, you get to really, truly be in tune. Tell your ego, thank you for sharing, go away. Don't listen to your ego. You are really tuning into your guides and your angels. Okay?
Yeah, I think you're right, because ever since this whole thing stopped, I started to go into a depression, I think, like a downward spiral and eating more than I should. And before, everything was rolling and... so confusing. Everything is a lot. There's a lot of information going on, and
that's why it's time for quiet, because the silence is food for the spirit.
Yeah.
When you're quiet, you really get you get that connection and you get to hear those beautiful messages. So if you are having depression, that's another thing to take a look at. Are you truly where you're wanting to be?
Truly, you know, and I love my job. I love it, and that's a fact, and I'm blessed with it. But something inside of me is not feeling, because I need to be with my, I just want a love life. I don't want just to work and this and that. I want more in my life. You know what? I want to do more than just work. And that's one way to get for, but there's more to life than just work, you know, and.
Right. Okay, so how about this? If love is true what you're seeking and what you want in your space,
yeah,
then first of all, you get to love you. And you get to be in gratitude for all that you have in your space and all that you are. And strive every bit to be the best person you can be. And every day, all the time, just be in gratitude. Because gratitude is the key to success. And when you are grateful, those things will start to come into your space that you're seeking. Because the universe knows what you want. And the universe knows that we all want to be loved and we all want our partner.
Yeah.
But you get to be, you get to love you. And then that other person will be able to come in and love you as well.
Yeah, I think because I just need a role model of that, and I really need to do that now. I need, this week is the week for more learning how to nurture myself in positive ways other than food. And
that's right, honey. A hike, a little walk down the, oh my gosh, this little town that we live in is just so darling. And I can take a walk down the street, you know, just down the little sidewalk. There's a little river flowing. I can go sit by the river. You know, all of those things, whatever you have available to you,
yeah,
you do these things. To,
yeah.
You know, take care of yourself, pamper you.
Yes.
And, yes, this is a good time for you to do that. I'm sorry, I get excited because I love to be able to do that. But when I'm in a relationship, I am all about the other person. So I tend to forget about me. So, yes, it is a beautiful time to focus on you and love you.
Yeah, and how to love me, you know what I mean? Like, I know how to do things, but how do I really love myself is another problem. Just doesn't happen on its own, you know? Takes
Start by writing a list of the things that you love about you, and you can add to it every day if you want, if you're able to, if that helps
yeah.
you. Let's see. Write down your... do the dream board or something that you put up on the wall that of things that you want in your life, in your space. I have a dream board, and I love my dream board. And my man is on – I've written him out. He's on my dream board. And I had a friend actually tell me, she said, Heather, I get that your man is you. All those qualities that are up there, that's you. And I was like, you know, that's funny because that's true. That is me, and I want my equal, and I will have my equal.
Yeah.
Mhm.
So, write down everything you want in a partner, and that partner will show up. Especially when you are focused on loving you and improving you, and being in gratitude and loving life and having fun.
Yeah. Not really focused on the partner. I mean, that's kind of something that is very unreal to me, but I can make it more real by loving, learning how to love me. How does that work, you know?
Well, that's a journey that you get to embark on right now, every day,
yeah.
moment to moment.
Yeah, I think it's just so hard. I don't know, for some reason... everything is hard right now for me.
Well, no, honey, how about it? How about just choosing for it to be easy? It's just a matter of choice.
I'm out of alignment. Some reason, something happened, and I'm out of, or nothing happened. I'm just finding, just the being out of alignment is easier because every time I'm not, every time I'm in alignment, I fall back into being non-alignment, and it's hurtful. It hurts. It's like, oh, why give it up already? If we're going to be in unalignment all the time, then why not just stay here? Because this is what's pulling me down all the time anyway.
Well, honey, that's what life is. We have ups and we have downs. And without them, we can't learn. Okay, so you have to know, what, just like the little soul in the sun that I read the other day, you have to know what dark is to know what light is.
Yes, but what surprises No, but what surprised me is I'm going to this woman two times, and she usually would be able to get me out. But I think she made it worse. I don't know what happened, but it didn't work.
Okay. Do you meditate?
Just didn't work for me, this woman, this time. Just, I can't go there for that. I don't know.
Honey, if you would take the time for yourself to just sit and meditate, that's connecting to Earth and connecting to Mother Earth, and that allows the time for the angels to give you messages, okay? And that helps to keep you aligned. You can also work on your chakras when you're meditating, okay? It gives you quiet time. It helps you reconnect and reground. And you do this on your own. You don't need anybody else to help you. You can allow someone else to help you, but that is something that you can do on your own. It's your time, your private, sweet, fun, beautiful time, connecting to Earth, connecting to Mother Earth, and it's very beautiful, and you can call forth your angels. I always end up giggling in my meditation because my angels are fun. But, honey, you can do this, and it will serve you so greatly. Every day, meditate, connect, ground.
Yeah, I mean, those are the things that I do. It's so funny. I don't know. I need to find that switch, a light switch, turn it on. Oh, gosh. I got a nice bag for my dog today. I was walking around with his old bag, which was ripped. I walked along, like that bag was very, very important to me. It was bought by my dad when I was a teenager, and we bought it in L.A. And I use it for my dog, and I bought him a new bag. And, yeah, I have to wash that other one, but I can't throw that one out. It has just such an emotional value, that bag, the one my dad bought me. So I was happy with that, you know. So I'm happy with my dog.
Awesome.
Oh, I see your little shop. Danny, right? Danny's your name.
Donnie's
no, don't.
And his little mystic closet.
Mm-hmm. Is that your shop in the picture?
Yeah, it's my shop.
Okay. I can see it. It's a very tiny shop with lots of... How cool is that?
It's a nice experience.
How did you get to meet each other?
Who? Me in the shop.
You and the girl. I don't know your name.
Oh, Heather.
Heather, do you guys live in the same town?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We work about half a block away from each other, and then live about a block away from each other on the same street. Everything right on the same street.
That is so cool.
It is so much fun. I love this
wonderful
little place.
Yeah. I just do think that that's awesome. You two are awesome, man.
Thank you. So are you, honey.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I mean, it's really good to hear you guys. I'm listening, and Oh, whatever. You know, sometimes I feel good and sometimes I just feel like this. It's like, it's not fun. It's not fun to feel like up and happy, you know? But
yeah.
I'm sure I'll be okay soon.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's the ideal. Each day is one day closer to things unfolding. So, you know, when they start unfolding, then you start seeing things.
Yeah.
Why you was prompted to take a direction, and it all starts playing out for you.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, with Heather, the way we met was she just walked by my shop one night.
Yeah.
I just simply said something to her.
Yeah.
Like she had wings.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of like, yeah, it was kind of weird.
And she's into the same thing.
Hmm?
Yeah, she commented on my light. And I was like, oh.
Wait a minute. This guy actually talks, too.
You noticed. Really?
Who is this guy? That sounds good. And then you discovered Blog Talk Radio. You wouldn't even have heard about it, probably, Heather.
Nope. Donnie's the one that told me all about it. He's like, come hang out. I was like, okay. I don't know, but all right. And I love it. It's fun.
I know. It's good to hear your voice. It's fun.
Thank you.
Yep. And you have two kids, Heather?
I have three children.
Wow.
Yes, and they are all grown, and I miss them.
Wow.
Yeah, the story about my two, that was before my youngest was born.
But, Donnie, do you think that I will get a child still? Do you think that I will get one at least, or do you see that?
Yeah, I do. I see one. Definitely.
At least one would be perfect for me. At least I could make up for all the lost, not the lost time, but make up for all the indecisiveness that I'm struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
Going or not going. But why did this opportunity come to me with the scholarship? What should I do about that?
Hmm. A good question. It's like looking at the situation of
your potential
has attracted something to show you that you do have it. That's not one of the things that you would have to accept, except for the idea of coming forward to help you to accept yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Not really, because can you be a little bit more interesting? I mean,
well, like I've had opportunities to go and do certain things too, and having money to go to college and that kind of stuff to advance on certain things. And then I had a person who came to me and said it was just a reflection back at me about something I should just do. Instead of going through this process, well, something was already within me.
Yes.
And then we started doing more life coaching. So it was this opportunity. The opportunities came forward to show me that I had the potential within myself. It wasn't something that I had to take go down that road.
Okay.
It's one of those cycle things too. It can actually come forward again. And yeah, they're coming, I don't know, it's like the ideal. A lot of things are coming up. I'm just letting them fall in place. And it seems like that one, too, as well.
Well, I feel like I'm going to ask my broker if it's appropriate to ask for more money for this apartment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would. You get the impression there's just a lot of things working together for you. Let's follow through with the situation, and I get the impression he's going to say yes. We also said your broker would help you. He said he was also going to pay for the idea of upgrades in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another new broker. Yeah, I made a deal with him that if he's going to sell everything, then he will pay for the repairs in the apartment, and mm-hmm. that if I decide to keep the apartment, I'd have to pay him back, which is fine. You know, that's only fair because it's coming out of his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That means that I owe him money then, and that doesn't make me feel very good either. It feels like a burden on me.
Right.
So, but at least he's willing to, you know, do it for me, and then afterwards I can pay him back, and if I decide to keep the apartment, which mm-hmm. I doubt I will because I am moving. So.
Yeah, I would just continue moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't need to rent it because that's going to be another problem, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make a decision with my options right now. So I'm just going to email my old broker and see if he can make something for me.
Okay. Like I said, for each intuitional thing you get, just follow through with it. It's like a little guideline. One goes to another, leading you in the right direction.
Yeah.
People in the chat room I've never noticed before.
Oh, is that you typing?
That is you typing, yes.
I'm not typing.
Oh, it's not me typing then. Okay, sorry, you were asking me if I was typing? Whoops.
Yes. You are typing very loudly.
No, I'm just answering to say it's not me.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to look at some things and saying. I'm trying to see, there's one person in the chat room. Her name is Deluxus, I think. I don't remember seeing this person before, so I was trying to get their attention. I just wasn't sure about people calling in. But yeah, call in. Was there something that you would, any other questions you'd like to ask?
Well, in terms of, like, this insecurity, you know, it's, I think I'm just going to have to ask my guides to be very clear with me, keep sending me clear messages and helping me move forward and not stay here. I know that this is not making me happy. And moving back to my country is also not making me happy because I do have a dysfunctional family and I'm not looking forward to, you know, go back there.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
do you think it would be a good idea to get, like, to visit them a couple of times and then move back?
The impression I get is yes. It's like a crack. It's like a gradual build-up, so you can deal with them.
Yeah, gradual build-up, like going every. Then I don't have to move out by September. I could take it a little bit longer.
That's true. It just opens up more doors for you.
Yep. Rushing is what I want to do, but I do want movement.
Right.
So maybe I was on the right path then. Maybe it was a good idea to work with the new broker and to extend my time here and to move forward that way.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm not completely ready. Yeah.
I agree. I'm just saying with the situation, it's just the idea of presenting itself on all kinds of things. It just shows that you do have choices.
Yeah, I do have choices. That's true. And that just comes with the...
Mm-hmm.
So that's just available right now, so it's good to use
right.
the choices, but not to, but to move, keep moving forward are very important. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Isn't there any other callers here?
Yeah, we got some more callers.
Good. Okay. Well, we'll call in on Wednesday when you're back on, right?
Yes, we're on Wednesday.
Do you get to ever have Blog Talk Radio clients, or are you just doing this for fun?
Oh, no, I get clients, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like one of the situations you look at and go, yes, we're doing it for fun, and we also sit there and talk to people about the idea of doing private readings, too, as well. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. No, I don't. I think I should just next time I'll ask other questions. Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome, honey. You have a fun night.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, have a good night. Have a good day.
Yeah,
it's Sunday, so it's the week.
Mm. Yay, Sunday. I have to check the homework of the kids. Yay.
There you go. Will you put you back on mute?
Yes, please do.
Okay,
thank
no problem.
You.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can I just interject something since I'm well, being silly and it doesn't seem to be a bad thing? I really want to go to Ireland. I really deserve to go to Ireland. I deserve to go. I really do.
You do?
I do. And I found a lovely little apartment there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the waterway, and it's just darling. Oh, so romantic. Okay.
It's on do you say it's on its way, and it's a done deal?
Huh?
I said, you shouldn't worry about such things. It's like one of those things that's out there. The intentions. It's like, so you said you tell people it's coming, and they go, oh, really, next month? I'm like, okay, relax. That's the idea of confirmation. It is coming, so it means the intention has basically been received and sent its way. It's the idea of answering what you want.
Okay. Well,
so
I deserve it. I deserve to go to Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just one of those situations. You get things all planned out, so you get to the other side. You get somewhere you can actually sleep for 3 days after that jet lag.
And I'm going to have... I don't want to go for just a little bit of time. I want to go live there for a while. I want to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun to live in New York, too. Yeah. There's such a romance about New York.
Oh, I hear you.
They have really good showers in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the pictures, and it's just really odd. Why are they so weird? I don't know. Maybe that was kind of cool.
Well, I'm just saying, it was a situation. It's just the idea. I'm not saying you wouldn't live there. It's just the idea of getting things arranged so you could actually take advantage of a full rest so you can actually... experience it more, you know, coherent.
Okay.
So let's check out this. We have one more caller. 718.
Okay.
Let's bring them on.
Hi, Donnie, Heather. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Hi. This is
Lori. How are you?
Good. A couple questions. One is about something recently came up, literally a few hours ago, about my former best friend from college. And I guess something that's, I guess, stuck with me after we stopped being friends, pretty hurtful. He was my male best friend. And what was that really about? Like, what was the reason he chose to completely do a 180 on our friendship?
Hmm. You said that this person did what?
He just basically turned his back on me and started treating me like... He started treating me the way someone would if they were dating someone they didn't like. And we were like best friend, brother, sister. And he got a new girlfriend, and he just totally became the opposite of what a friend is. And it was a few years ago. I just kind of wanted to know, like, what was that about on his end? Like, what was it? Why did he do that? What was the reason?
So, when you said you look at the situation, it seemed like a person who was insecure. The girlfriend, a little bit demanding. So when you focus on the situation, it had nothing to do with what you did. Or anything that you did that put that way. You get the impression somebody's trying to please somebody else. The idea of eliminating things to do so, insecurity within himself, and the idea why he would have to do all those things to please somebody. Is he still with the same girl, you know?
I don't know, because I haven't spoken to him in a few years. I don't know. Last I heard, he was, and that was at least 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are you picking up he is still with that person?
Yes, I am. That's a strange, in some sense, the word, a relationship. It's like people hanging on to the situation. And that's pretty much, you know, a done deal, but they just won't let go of it.
You mean the relationship is over and they're just hanging on, or is it just they...
The impression I get it's over. But they're refusing to see that.
He's refusing to see that, or both of them refusing to see that?
No, they're both both of them.
I guess what do you pick up about it for me? I guess I'm digging deep for myself with that situation because it was probably the most hurtful thing that ever happened to me. I think about it and I think it hurt more than a boyfriend breaking up with me. Like, what is that about you picking up for me?
You mean the idea why it was such a painful thing for you?
Yeah, like because all of a sudden it popped up and I became extremely emotional about it. And I don't get like that over, you know, just any old thing. And it surprised me that it was that that got me that upset. I mean, it's been many years.
The impression I get of the situation is the idea of a realization that your feelings were a whole lot deeper for the men and that was kind of what had a tendency to resonate and hurt you the way it did.
Do you see why he had to be so hurtful about it? Why he couldn't just level with me? Because I kept leveling with him, like, you know, stop contacting me if you're never going to see me again. I understand what is, you know, just be honest. What was with the dishonesty and the lies? What was that all about? Like begging me to make plans and then flaking on everything.
Mm-hmm. It was basically just pleasing the other woman. That's the one thing I was getting wasn't the ideal of. When you really pick up on the situation, it's not the idea of intent of hurting anybody. It's the idea of making decisions and basically showing who his loyalty was with at that time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand what you're saying. I understand.
So he made a choice. He was making choices, you know. I got to do this. Got to, you know. So he just made a decision to do what he had to do. I'm not saying he didn't know what he was doing and had some kind of thought about the whole idea, how it was going to affect the other side, but when one's allowing themselves to be manipulated, we always have a tendency to perceive it as them hurting us when it was just them showing us at that time who they really are, with him sitting there trying to please somebody like that. He's definitely not pleasing himself. So it shows a person at that time was having a lack of self-worth about himself, so therefore so he's justifying it by making the decisions he did. Sometimes there's always questions. Why?
Did he ever regret it later? I mean, even today, like 10 years later, I'm going to say. Because that's one of the last thing, maybe like 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last time we were friends, and then I spoke to him 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
just like on the street somewhere. Do you see there was ever any regret, or was it just like whatever?
Actually, I get it. Yes, I do.
What is the regret? Like,
the regret is the ideal of, with all the things that played out, basically listening to himself. That's why I get with the situation, is the person having that thing within themselves, saying, like, okay, you know, lack of the regret. Wish I would have done this whole thing a whole lot different. So it shows the person still working through a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see him going deep into the subject right now.
No.
That's one of the things he's still kind of working with, yeah. And if you look at the situation now and look at the situation 10 years from now, yeah, it'd be a different story. The person would definitely come to a definitely would regret the whole thing. Or, yeah, could sit there and say, even 5 years in the future, where a person would, you guys would cross paths, where he would apologize.
Yeah, I feel like that's a block that I just picked up today, and I was like, wow, like, is this a block? Like, now it's like,
mm-hmm.
trying to see if it's a block in other areas. So I'm going to ask, like, about my love life. Like, when do you see me actually going out on dates again?
Mm-hmm.
like, I'm extremely open, but I just feel I'm not meeting anyone to connect with. Like, I am going out and everything. And I'm going to be interacting with a ton of people this week in a large interactive class, like, in person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, what are you picking up for me dating? Not just, like, me meeting general men, but me actually meeting men that actually... there's a mutual attraction, and they actually step up and ask me out on dates.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually getting June.
Hmm.
How's that you feel?
Okay.
June.
Well, early, late, mid?
Early.
Okay. Well, I will say part of my work is, you know, teaching men to communicate with women. You're not seeing any mock dates, are you?
Any what?
Like fake dates. Like I do like role playing and stuff like that in part of the work that I do. So that's teaching.
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's real.
Yeah, are you picking up anything about the gentleman that I was dating in the fall that I told you I haven't heard from him since last month? Are you picking up anything around when I'd hear from him?
No. It's one of those things I'll completely let go of.
That I completely let go of, or...
Yeah, I get the impression you should completely let go of.
Hmm. What are you picking up around it? Like, what's...
I mean, as in why you should let go of it?
Yeah, like, what's going... Like, what are you picking up around that? Yeah.
Well, I just get the impression someone else is coming in June. You need to go everything else. It's just part of it. Feel the good connection. Actually, it's going to be a great connection.
Because
you had to clear the clutter out because you don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. What do you pick up around this gentleman in June? Is what's he like?
Well, it seemed like the first half he kept was the idea of like you. It's almost like a situation of a person wanting a certain way and then a person actually coming in your life who's going to do those things. That's most of what I pick up with the situation.
Mm-hmm. This other person from before, what happened?
Huh?
What happened with him? Like, why did that happen? Because the connection grew really strong in their fall, and it got stronger through the winter, and then just, like, what happened? I ask because I've known him for a while. Isn't someone I just met, that's why.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, I know what happened with me. I'm fine. What happened with him?
Well, I understand that. I'm just saying I don't get the impression realistically anything happened. Process of choices, going in two different directions at this time.
You mean me going in a different direction, or he just... I was just trying to understand what happened with him.
No, I get the impression that it was both you moving in two different directions.
Hmm.
I guess you look at the situation and think it's more just with choices.
Let's see. I hate it when we drop calls. Let's see if she calls back in. We'll go into this other caller. 612.
Hello. Thanks for answering my call.
And what's your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary.
And
have you been on the show before?
I don't think I have. I've listened to before, but I don't think I've called in before.
Okay, cool. So how can
and
we help you tonight?
I would love an angel reading. I always need something to look forward to. So any blessings coming my way or anything like that?
Okay, no problem. Let's do a three card. We used to do three cards on here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. We just had some cards jump off the freaking deck before I even touched it.
That's good.
If I can reach them, they didn't fall in a nice, really convenient place to pick them up. All right, we'll put these three downs first. That's your foundation, which is kind of good. Especially if you're looking for some happy focus on something. It focuses on the situation as well. For example, the first card that came out was the Nine of Cups. The second card was Unity, which is a higher canon card. The upper or higher, whatever you want to call it. And then we have the Chariot card. It's the third card. Now these two cards here are connected to archangels. One is on the fifth one. Well, actually, that's on the Unity card. It's Archangel Sandalphon. And then the Chariot card is Archangel Metatron. The first card that came out was the Knight of Water, which actually shows the idea of your wish. The first thing that counts, your wish comes true. Concerns fade away. And the love of life. So it shows a lot of positive things already. So how's your life looking right now?
It's been a little stressful in terms of just job-wise, and I know that will quiet down just because it tends to quiet down with the school year. So there's been a little bit more money, but now the money will calm down now that summer's coming. It hasn't been, I mean, so the money's taken a lot of the financial stress away, I should say. But now with the summer, I'm like, oof, will that all come back? So my life has been more calm in the last few months because I've been working hard enough to get the money, but along with that comes the stress of working more. But I guess I said I've felt more positive lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually you get the Nine of Cups. It's the ideal focusing on which comes true. It says your wishes will come true. It's just the ideal to also take your turn and also specify and be really detailed about those things and kind of go over them a couple of times, you know, make sure you got them. That's exactly what I want it to happen because it talks about the ideal that's going to happen. It's sometimes you just get insights where it says, you know, concerns fade away. When you let concerns fade away, then you're actually able to see the things a whole lot clearer. When you can see them a whole lot clearer, you're usually a lot more detailed, and they have a tendency to happen quicker than you think. And then you get back to that state where you had before, where it talks about the end of the card, the love of life. Because I was kind of looking at the situation where it talks about it. Self-discipline, willpower.
I need to work on that?
Mm-hmm. But it also shows the idea of focusing on important achievements and actually accomplishing those, too, as well.
Well, that'd be
definitely
good.
It shows a great year and a positive end to the year itself. So.
Oh, see, that's good to know. Yeah, because the people I'm working with right now, they don't even know if they'll get their contract renewed. So I'm like, oh, I enjoy what I'm doing. I'll be glad for the break, but will it be there in the fall? So.
Yeah, sometimes it's the ideal. Don't listen to people because they all like to do that drama shit too as well. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. We might get renewed. You never know.
I don't like the drama.
Neither do I. People like to play it all the time. That's why I don't like working jobs. The idea of the situation, and when I started doing this, it was the idea of making sure, hey, you know something? I'm not going to live that kind of thing either. And people come to me and say, well, you know, I've had this happen a couple of times, too, where they go, you're not a real psychic because you do it this way. I said, oh, so you're a professional psychic, too? And they go, no. And I said, what the hell are you going here giving me advice for? What's your basis for what a real psychic is in the first place?
That's right.
And they go, well, I said, oh, we're going to talk about some deep subjects? Great. They usually don't catch it at first. It's a joke, but it makes you. Sometimes I sit here and do things, and the idea of jokes is to see how people are in tune with themselves. Because usually people who are in tune with themselves usually have a tendency to catch jokes quicker than most. So
well,
they can reflect that.
I think they're just more, they take things more lightly, so jokes come easier rather than trying to read through all that stuff as, what are they really saying, you know?
Everybody hanging on to everything, yeah.
Yeah. So do you see any specific areas where it will make the year well? I mean, is it job-wise, is it financially, is it travel?
The one thing they talk about and the idea where you should be focusing at is focusing on you.
See, I should do that.
Because every time it's like, I was telling this lady the other day, I was like, okay, you're focusing on this guy, and you're not focusing on you. What's so funny about the situation is the guy's not a part of your life anymore, so therefore you go focusing. Why would you focus unless someone control your life who's no longer part of it anymore? And that's how it is in the idea of having your attention in that situation.
That's
it's
very
one
true.
Of those things where, it's, you know, I was there talking to a friend of mine where I think guys, there's just there's this epidemic of guys who just want to pack up and leave. They don't want to deal with themselves in the process of the situation. It does have a tendency to reflect through the person, the girls too, because they go from focusing on themselves more or less, you know, more likely. But when they leave, they have a tendency to start focusing on that person, which is exactly what they were doing by focusing on everybody else. Created an imbalance within themselves. I felt like they needed to do something else, so they're looking for an external answer.
And I do think that's what happens. I think people do tend to focus on the external, thinking that will make things better. So that is a good thing to remind you that if I stay focused on me, it's more about me.
Yeah, because it's a vicious circle, because your outer world is basically created by how you feel within yourself. So therefore, you created it. If you keep looking into it, doesn't it just keep adding to the chaos?
I would think so.
Yeah, because your cards are saying things are looking up. Do you really need to look in this? It's not one of those things where you sit there and go, what part should I look for? And what part of my life should I be focusing more on? Because you're trying to create a balance within your life that you haven't had in a while. That happens to be created because of all the success you create in all levels, all parts of your life. So it shows the end of a difficult situation, even to the point where you might actually be in a position to actually take a trip. Even if it's only for a weekend, you should do it.
I know, I think so too.
Yeah, rest. It also shows, is there somebody in your life right now?
I am married. I have someone from the past who's been in contact with me lately, and I don't, and it's now it's quieted down, but it's just sort of like, it's one of the things that sort of like sits on the side of your brain all the time then. Draws your interest.
What would he contact you for?
Just to say hi. I mean, it had been 20 years, and he just, I don't know, it was just more like, you know, hi, how's it going? And it was, you know, and I just said, oh, it's going well. And then he, you know, we've just done some emails back and forth. But it was a past love.
Yeah, when you look at the situation, usually they have a tendency to present themselves, and the idea of certain little things like this, but it's also motivation to look at what's going on in your life presently. Yeah, ask yourself, does it reflect that past relationship? Because it did come forward. And also look at the situation for what else does it reflect back at you about yourself that you'd be focusing on present situations, your marriage and that kind of stuff.
And it does make you think through all those things. I mean, I think that's what that stuff does. It makes you think, what am I giving to the relationship? What am I getting out of it? I think it makes you do both and, but it's sort of a distraction, you know? It's one of those things you're like, what a distraction. I worked so hard to sort of forget that person, and I think it just made them contact me instead.
I know, but I'm just saying, I've seen this before where past relationships and past lovers will come forward, but all the universe did was to remind you where you came from and tell yourself if you don't make good decisions in your life right now or even consider that as something that could be a possibility, it means there's a lot of clutter in your life right now you need to let go of because you're not seeing things clearly. So they sent you a reminder where you was when things were chaotic.
Hmm.
So it's like you had to look at the situation. A lot of people get Because I've seen cards before pop up, the Six of Cups, romanticizing the past. When you look at the situation, the card itself, it's pointing things out to you. Is that what you're doing? Because if you're like in this wishful thing, resonating, like, as they say, romanticizing the past, it means you're thinking about things. So they're going to come forward. They're going to present themselves to you, but it's also a reflection of what's going on in your life at that moment.
So can you help me can you help me see how that's a reflection of what's going on in my life at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, help me see that a little bit more clearly. I mean, give me an example, because that's a part of that. I mean, that's a part
okay,
that I probably need to get. I need to get that.
No, I'll give you one. The one I got the most was the idea I got. I used to have a tendency to ask women, okay, and they sit there and say, I ran into a loved one. I ran into an ex-lover. Really, tell me how you ran into him before we even clarify as running into. And she said that she was in a room at this place, and she saw her ex-boyfriend across the room. I said, okay, you didn't run into your ex-boyfriend, your ex-lover. She goes, yeah, well, he was across the room. I said, I'll say it one more time. You did not run into him because you didn't cross paths. You were in the same room, but why don't we just go into the situation and really confuse the shit out of you and say, do you have a connection to all those other people in that room, too? No, you don't. And you really don't. I said, I bet you anything, you're in a great relationship right now, aren't you? And she goes, yeah, I am. That's why it's so confusing. No, it's not. You made it confusing because you think it's something it's not. It's just a reminder where you came from to help you appreciate what you have now.
And I can
because she just admitted she's in a great relationship, and she wouldn't give the relationship for anything. But for some reason, an ex-lover comes out of the freaking nowhere, and she's all of a sudden she's like considering it. She has to sit there and say she's considering it, or she wouldn't be calling me in the first place asking this stupid question about, hey, I crossed paths with this guy. Really? You must have a big old path, because that's not crossing paths. And people kind of get crazy when they ask questions. You're not supposed to ask me questions. Oh, no, another freaking psychic expert. How do you know that? Did you take a course? Did you go to college? Did you go to metaphysical school? No. And what are you doing trying to tell me how to do my job when you have no idea what it is? So look at the situation, what you're in, and that kind of stuff like that, too. The reminder is everywhere. Because I really feel very strongly about the situation of reconnecting with a person who was lonely.
Oh.
Okay. There's certain parts of the situation. You could also look at yourself the same way. And it's just reflecting the ideal of, like I said before, you're asking me what's the most important thing to do in the situation you're doing now is to focus on you.
What
it is. It's a clarification. Yeah, you definitely need to focus on you because there should be no confusion in the idea of relationships or anything in our lives. And if you look at your life, you know, I've seen people go to job interviews and have success throughout their whole life. They walk in the job interviews, I got this job. They walk in, walk out with a job. You know, they go down to the situation and do all kinds of stuff, but all of a sudden you give them the scenario of a relationship. For some reason, they think they have to do it differently. I don't know what that means, but they think there's some kind of different energy that we use to manifest relationships when actually when we manifest things that we would like to have or we would love to have.
Well, that's what was just so odd, as I'd been told. I was having a chakra cleansing. The person said, you have someone in your heart and you really need to get them out. So I worked for like 2 months on just replacing, having a shadow thing sitting there rather than this person. And I worked really hard on it. It was so odd to get that email. It was like, I can't believe this is coming back because I worked so hard to like get that person compared to just a future out of my mind. That was really odd that would happen. And it did mess me up because I feel like I have to work twice as hard now to get that face out of my mind. And it's really, but in a way it's very clarifying and it's very, that's right. So if I focus more on me, maybe it'll be a more thorough cleanse in the end. I don't know. It's just been one of those distracting things that I was just shocked about. But I'd worked really hard with just visually what I was picturing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Throwing a stone into a pond and just wondering what would come from the ripples rather than, I think that's what was hard. So it's good for me to think that maybe I do just need to go back and just focus on, take that out of the equation again. And do you think when I work on it the second time, it will be more effective?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And is there a good, is there a good image that you think would work good for me? Just me in a mirror, or?
Say it one more time.
Like me looking in a mirror, or do the angels give you any symbol of what I should visually be picturing in my mind to help clarify back to me?
Look in the mirror?
Yeah, I mean, do you think that is a good image for me to focus on? Is
yes, I guess it would be a good thing to look in the mirror and look at what you see. And it's one of those things about the idea of changing things in your life. You really have to sit there and unconditionally love yourself. And if you look in the mirror and there's some things that you don't like, it just clarifies that you don't love yourself unconditionally.
I think I really do, though. I think I'm pretty, you know, although I'm changing, you know, with age, I think I'm pretty in love with myself. I think I appreciate myself. I think I'm pretty comfortable with myself. Pardon?
Forget the word age. Forget the word age.
I know, but, you know, you get to it in your 40s and your body starts to change. You're like, oh, my gosh, I'm actually getting old. And so,
do you know something? Do you know something that there's research that's been going on for a while, the idea of trying to figure out why the body ages and they can't come up with an answer because it's not supposed to?
Really?
It's your perception. Because from, think about this. From the time you're born, your dumbass parents sit there and say, you know, someday you're going to die. They kind of set the chain of reaction. So you have this perception. There was actually a guy who was sitting there focusing on things. When you start focusing on certain things that you don't do anymore, like look at your birthday, not as aging, but as a celebration of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, when you start doing these kind of things, you start changing your perception. If you actually look at people who don't conceive or even give in to the idea of age, they have a tendency not to. Or you'll sit there and say, what, you're 72? No way. And even with the situation, certain things and that kind of thing, that, you know, people who do plastic surgery and that kind of stuff are taken the short way. Or maybe they're just trying to correct their perception of their perceptions of themselves. They couldn't conceive at the moment, so they try to, you know, compensate by making it up. But I'm just saying, you know, when you start to look at the situation, so because some people have a tendency to get crazy about coloring your hair and that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of stuff, if it's done, not in an insecure way, but it's done because that's how you want to see yourself, perceive yourself, and that's the way you like to see yourself. You like to see the brown hair, not the gray hair, and that kind of stuff like that. Because seriously, when you look at the situations, I've seen people who are getting up in there in their 50s and 60s, and their hair don't turn color. They don't turn gray.
Wow.
So it's the idea, why did your hair turn gray? I've seen people who drink a lot of coffee, and their hair turns gray. But is it really the coffee, or is it the idea of a perception that someone told them? You got to look at things differently, because I mean, if you can simply give somebody a sugar pill and say it's a really strong painkiller and it actually does that, the pill ain't doing nothing. It's the person doing it to themselves. So therefore, every time you change your perception, you turn back the clock to the point where you don't want to, you throw the clock away.
Well, I even listened to an aging hypnosis thing, just, you know, just remind yourself that your body's constantly renewing itself and, you know, just sort of keep that in the back of my mind. So I am trying to do that.
Well, to tell you the truth, that's why the body works. Every 7 years, your body replaces all its cells in its body. So why did it age?
I am pretty comfortable with who I am, except for, like I said, this job thing sort of changed my mom role a little bit. I haven't been quite as attentive of a mom. That's why I'm kind of glad that it's slowing down so I can get back to being that, you know, because my kids are like, you're working all the time. So that will be good. But other than that, I think I feel pretty comfortable with who I am.
Tell people to stop watching television, because commercials and situations and people – in Hollywood, how they portray certain people. There was actually this book, I don't have it with me right now, but it's basically talking about how the idea of aging is more of a society concept and perception, and the society has a tendency to reflect that perception. We have a contradiction of a perception. We're actually working on prolonging our lives. But we're not changing our perceptions of what those means and the idea of why we're doing that for. It's the idea to be more productive. At the same time, with our freaking contradicting methods, we're sitting there calling people certain things. Like, for example, in this country, we call old people over the hill or pretty much out the pasture. In other countries, like India and places like that, they actually refer to them as being sages and sages, the sage thing.
And
sage,
elders
and wise men and wise. They say wise, not old wise man. That's America. You know, people have a tendency to Americify everything by putting old in the kind of thing of our perceptions and not realizing we're actually doing our own selves in.
I know.
Like the idea of, yeah.
And that is, and you're right that so many other cultures really uphold that. But I think for me, I think it's that until I saw my face changing, I really didn't feel as if I was getting older. I mean, I really think I was stuck in that hole, like, I'm young, I'm young. So I think for me to look in the mirror, that's, I like go, whoa, I am changing.
Well, we have prejudices too.
Yeah, and so I think for me, that's why the age thing sticks out is I really didn't think I was aging. Until I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like aging. So that's why for me to look in the mirror, I think I don't know, it's been different for me to see myself aging. I always looked way younger than my years. Now I think I'm catching up, and it's when I look in a mirror, that's why that wouldn't be a good thing for me to do when I try to picture focusing on myself, is that I probably don't want to, maybe I want to picture something else when I think of myself rather than looking in a current mirror, or I can look at in a future mirror of how I want to look. Maybe that would be better.
Yeah, I actually I've seen on Amazon.com where they got those MP3 downloads, those binaural beats. They're different kind of things. You can find them on there. And I actually found one for age. It's called Age Reversal.
Really?
I think it's a 120-minute meditation of reversing this, where your mind's being subjected to some of the little messages on the idea of how to reverse age and that kind of stuff. Like, sometimes we have a tendency to do things a little more. We always find more difficult ways of doing things when there's actually simple ways of doing it, and the idea of changing things. As well as one guy said, you know, your girlfriend should be more appreciative when you forget her birthday because you're not emphasizing on her age, and she shouldn't either. The idea of looking at things that way to get critical about those things or angry for someone wanting to justify who we are by the idea of what things people do for us when actually we should be doing those things for ourselves. I actually saw the situation. What was it? You know, I've actually seen some really differences too by listening to those downloads all the time.
I use those every night. I never know how to say it, the binaural beats thing. I just think there is something to all that. And I listen to that sort of stuff every night as I'm falling asleep, just to sort of, when my mind's in that more submissive state to take that stuff in.
Dr. Wayne Dreyer was talking about this. It's not, you are not what you eat. You are what you perceive of what you eat. Because people have a tendency to emphasize on things too much is bad for them. When the food is not really bad for them, it's their own perceptions and how they feel about themselves. And then they have a tendency to correct that thinking when they start craving the bad food because they've changed the perception within their minds. And plus, you can actually, I've seen this before, I've done this for a while, I used to work for the carnival because our hours were all screwed up, and with the idea of looking at the situation of using the affirmations to sit there and tell myself that whatever I ate always kept me in shape. No matter what it was, no matter what time I ate it. And it seemed like it worked for a long time until my mom came in and said, you know something? Oh, shoot, she's going to shoot everything I've done to hell.
Well, that's why I think we need to do it when we're more willing to hear that, you know, as we're just falling asleep or even when we are asleep, because where else that stuff plays with our mind, everybody goes, I know you're not healthy. I know you're not, you know, going back in age. But when I'm half asleep, my brain probably takes that in much more readily. So I listen to that stuff every night.
Yeah, you listen to the meditation. I've had people say that too. They'll say, I'm listening to meditation. I guess I'm a bad person because I keep falling asleep. I said, oh, no. When you fall asleep, your subconscious mind is wide open.
That's right. And I really believe that.
I used to listen to CDs about a lot of things, books on CDs. And it seemed like I had a tendency to retain those things. And actually, in this book, I wish I could remember the complete book with my text at my shelf. I don't have it with me, which I usually do. Kind of sucks. Anyway, actually, if you go on this one company called BrainSync, www.brainsync.com, they actually have a thing where it's when you buy the book, I don't know if it's a deal, but when you buy the book, you also get three MP3 downloads to go with it.
Nice. I do a lot of Sounds True. Publishers do a lot where they donate to the libraries. I mean, so pretty much every CD they've ever put out is available through the libraries, and I check those out all the time because it's just a wonderful resource that I probably couldn't afford to buy all those, but it lets me get exposed to all those and see if I like them or not. And they have a lot of that binaural beat stuff. I mean, they have a lot for helping to go to sleep or helping with this or helping with that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I was rattling off a bunch of them at the beginning of the show where they had once become a singer, learn how to play guitar, piano, certain things like that. I was listening to one the other day when I was working out where it's like a motivational exercise. And so you play that one and it emphasizes what you're doing.
Cool. And I don't think I've done those that much.
Yeah, those things are kind of wild because you look at things and you'll look at something and you'll look at a more productive way of looking at how to play it, not if I can do it or not. Because I actually found the ones on here that opening up the third eye.
Oh.
Achieve your goals. Yeah, achieve your goals. This is one everybody should get. Attracting healthy relationships. Attracting opportunities. Attracting your soulmate. There's another one.
And that's all through that brain think?
Yeah. No, these are the binaural. I got up here. Hold up. It's called binaural beat brainwave subliminal systems.
I got
these from Amazon. Here's my favorite. If you don't get enough sleep, here's the one you can listen to. It's 4 hours of sleep in 40 minutes.
Wow, really? I like the Jeffrey Thompson Deep Sleep, and the first track is really guiding you into sleep. But now I sort of just avoid that. And the next two is that I don't know how to say it, if it's binaural or binaural beat thing to slow down your brain waves. And I love that one. It sort of makes you, it just turns off your brain. So it turns down those brain waves without you having to think about it.
Yeah, so right here, it says become a medium. Become a singer. Be more persuasive.
Wow.
Become, what's this one? Become a strong man a woman wants. I don't think you get that for yourself, but, you know, I think that have a variation. But here's one.
I was told I was a man in another lifetime, so. My husband always said, you would have never made it even 50 years ago. You would have been in big trouble because you're such a strong woman.
Oh. This one here I liked was it was to close every sale if you're a sale. I wish I would have knew this when I was actually as a salesman.
Oh,
close
I'm
every
so done
sale.
Being a salesman.
Communicate with your guardian angels.
Those are ones I would love to communicate with your guardian angels. I have, as I gathered more kids, now I have four kids, when I was pregnant with my fourth, I was never more psychically in tune than my whole life. But as they all grow older, I've sort of gotten away from that. And I need those ones to get back in contact with my guardian angels. I used to, talk to people all the time in my dreams. I knew they were my guardian angels, and lately I have not been able to do that. I'm just so exhausted, I think, that I haven't been able to connect to that. And so I haven't found a good one for the guardian angels, so maybe I'll have to grab that one that you were saying, because I don't think I've found very many very good ones about connecting to your guardian angels again.
They even had one on developing automatic writing.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I
did that once,
theory.
And I was very surprised. It was not my language that was coming out of the pen. And so when I looked after that, I was like, wow, I started believing it because that was not something that I would write or imagine I would write. It was messages kind of stuff.
Yeah, we had a guy come to the shop the other day, and I think he was actually, because he said he picked up this language. He has no idea what kind of language it is, and no one can tell him what kind of language it is. But it's very simple. And the first thing I think is actually Atlantean.
Wow. Well, when I went to college, I became more spiritual just because I was more in drama and trauma and just adjusting to life there. And I began to speak in, tongues. I can remember going, what was that? And then taping going, what was that? I mean, it was a very scary thing that I couldn't share with anybody. But mm-hmm. I think our spirituality sometimes takes control of us rather than us taking control of it. And I don't do that much now, but I think it's amazing that my spirit did that without my permission and without my asking it. And it made me go even further into my spirituality because I was so curious as to what the heck was that and what is it. I like when spirituality teaches us.
I'm just saying it sounds funny, person. So, without my permission, when it's actually asking yourself, you're asking yourself.
Well, I know. I think it didn't feel like me. I was more like I remember like looking around my room, like going, "What was that?" I was praying, and all of a sudden I was saying words I've never heard of before, and thinking like, and wondering if somebody, you've all seen The Exorcist kind of thing, like wondering what the heck was that? Was that what that was? And then realize, no, it's a very peaceful, soul feeding thing. But in the beginning, you start wondering, like, who was that? And then you do realize it's you praying for things you probably didn't even know you needed to pray for.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a big learning moment for me. In a place that was very public, you have a roommate, and so you're like, how do I do this now? Now I can do this when I'm in the midst of a huge community of people that will, they're always around me. That was a good learning moment for me, though. Well, I know it's going late, and I appreciate you calling in. So what I got is my wishes can come true this year. An idea that I hold on to will happen. It'll be a good year, but I need to focus on me. Anything else?
Well, that shows a definitely desire to move on, so all these things are kind of falling into place. And one of the last cards I picked out was the idea of focusing on great strength within yourself, or at least harsh judgments that you've had. Even the other ones have been told to you. Forgive and just be compassionate. The one I like the most was the idea of listening. It's important psychic information with the idea of listening to yourself.
Okay.
And then the Three of Cups celebration.
I would love celebration. Very cool. I so appreciate you sharing your time with me and your thoughts with me and giving me some hope to look forward to.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
Check in with us sometime and tell us how things go, okay?
I will. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see.
It is almost 10:30.
It sure is.
Just thought I would mention that.
Yeah, it's time to go. So we don't have anybody else in the queue making sure and that kind of thing. So everybody say goodbye. Goodbye. Well, I'm just saying people listen and we just sit and say, hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll be here. We're on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. So join us for 2-hour shows and make sure you get your questions ready. And if you're the person who wants to be in the chat, we answer questions, but we don't do readings. And every once in a while, we do pull cards. So keep that in mind, too. So we'll see you. We're not going to see you guys until Wednesday. I'm going to hibernation. May God and angels bless you every day. Okay. May God and angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. Don't question, just give. Talk to you guys later and have a good night. And adios. Bye.